With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Ooh, we've got a great show. We're going to empower you here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about, well, the Obama baby. And you got to hang tough with me for a little bit to go through that. What I had a dream, folks, and I gotta explain this dream to you. It's just incredible. And what that may mean to our health, well, you just got to hang tough through the first 30 minutes of the show. And guess what? The second half of the show, we have special guests. We have the authors of a brand new spanking book right off the press. It's in all your stores right now. Let's see, it's Ty Bollinger. He's been here before. Cancer, Step Outside the Box, author, best-selling book. He's going to be with us. He co-authored the book with Dr. Michael Farley, Natural MD, and the book is Work with Your Doctor to Diagnose and Cure 27 Ailments with Natural and Safe Methods. So they're going to be joining me for the second part of the show to talk about this fabulous book. And let me tell you, it is great. It is one of those books you're going to want to have in your healthcare library. So they're going to be with us for the second part of the show. And don't forget, coming up on the 20th, Dr. Carly will be our guest here on Herb Talk Live. So she'll be with us, so don't neglect to tune in for that show as well. And we have a quack report, but before we get to that, a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our men and women in uniform and all of America. Seek the Lord's face, folks. Mind the time. It grows short. And, lift the Lord's name up in prayer, and he will protect you. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, what we got in the quacker? Scientists shocked to learn that recently analyzed levels of radiation in sea life off the coast of Japan are still exceptionally high. According to a new paper that was published in the Journal of Science, which, draws on a myriad of collected data from the Japanese Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry and Fisheries over there in Japan, discovered that seafood from Japan is still contaminated, so it may mean you can't eat it for at least 10 years. Radiation levels were found still to be about the same as they were before, indicating that Fukushima, the plant, may be still leaking radioactive materials, or that these radioactive materials have been accumulating on the ocean bottom, affecting the sea life, your cod, flounder, halibut, pollock, skate, sole, various other fishes in the bottom of the sea. So maybe unsafe to eat, most likely unsafe for human consumption. Among the 9,000 fish that they analyzed, levels of cesium still at 134, and 134. Wow. Generally the same as a year ago, basically. What else do we have in the quack report? Asthma. Got asthma? Well, guess what? They have a new smart asthma inhaler designed to work in conjunction with your computer, allowing health professionals to track you. Yeah, if you're having an asthma attack. Includes tracking and your location while you're having the attack. The asthma smart asthma inhaler is a suite. It's called the Asthma Polis. Supposed to help patients and healthcare providers better monitor the behavior of asthma. Yeah, using your smartphone or a base station, the information is transferred from Asthma Polis servers, and the data is used by individuals and healthcare officials to map patterns and outbreaks of asthma. The puffer sensor is installed on the top of the device, and when the patient presses down to inhale the medicine, a sensor detects that, and a GPS system and a clock record of the event is documented, time and place, sent over to your healthcare provider. Sorry, getting a little impish there. What else do we have? Last but not least, in the quack report, GMO banned in Washington. Yeah, San Juan County. Washington state residents passed an initiative measure called 2012-4, banning the growth of GMO foods. The language of the initiative makes it illegal to propagate, cultivate, raise, or grow plants, animals, or other organisms which have been genetically modified in San Juan County. The measure still permits, though, for the growth of hybrid organisms and GMO growth by healthcare providers and researchers only, as long as they secure control their environments. Also, the measure comes with some teeth. Violators can be charged with a crime of being a public nuisance and fined for their first offense. A second offense violation will be considered a misdemeanor, and anything after that, a gross misdemeanor. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, I want to tell you about this dream, folks. I'm calling this segment of the show the Obama baby. I am. You know, I had this very strange dream. I don't know why. I dreamed this dream, but I was holding this baby, and the baby's, I don't know, 5 months old, and it was Obama. Ooh, creepy. Everyone in the dream knew who this baby was, and they looked upon this baby with apprehension. Now, in my dream, I took baby Obama into a church. You know what? The folks in there freaked, wanted him out of there. Now, I vaguely recall attempting to teach this baby some good principles, you know, like trying to pour morals and ethics into the child. It was a very strange dream, you know? And, you know, it was my subconscious trying to deal with the Obamacare and the health care and freedom travesty we're about to experience here in America. Well, let me tell you why I had this dream. I think my subconscious was just reeling at this expert evaluation. I don't know, you may have seen this on the internet. If you haven't seen the Obama healthcare evaluation by retired constitutional attorney Michael Conley of Carrollton, Texas, it's on the internet, folks. I think it's on YouTube maybe too. Let me just run down the highlights for you, though. Okay, according to Connolly, he's read the entire House Bill 3200, that's the Obamacare bill, and he states, you know, most of what has been revealed about Obamacare is true, such as, you know, rationing of health care for the illegal immigrants and free abortion services and probably forced participation in the abortions by the medical professionals. He also agrees that the bill will force private insurance companies out of business, leaving only the government-run system. Also, the healthcare decisions will be made by federal bureaucrats, non-healthcare professionals. All aspects of the healthcare will be strictly controlled by the government, such as your hospital admissions, your payments to your physician, and any necessary medical devices. So this is what the public already knows about Obamacare. But what most Americans are unaware of is that this healthcare has parts of the bill in this document, and they're really a distraction as to why the bill was really created. So Obamacare wasn't about healthcare in the first place. And if you want the links to these documents, just let me know. Send me an email. I'll send them to you. Or you could subscribe to the free online newsletters, the HealthQuest newsletter or the American Survival newsletter on the PowerHerbs.com website, where you get a lot of this news update in there. Well, let me tell you about this Obamacare, or should I call it Obamascare, because according to Conley, it is interesting stuff. The healthcare mandates are pretty much, he says, a smokescreen for this piece of legislation. According to Michael Conley, what we call Obamacare has no intention to provide affordable healthcare choices for anyone, but was basically created for another purpose. Obamacare, as we call this bill, is an instrument to transfer massive amounts of power to the executive branch of the American government. So the purpose of the bill is to destroy major portions of the United States Constitution. Now, the Constitution has been in Obama's way for 4 years, so devised a way to officially shred it. According to Connolly, when this bill is in full force, the balance of power between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches that our founding fathers, you know, constructed, will be the first pillars to tumble. Congress will be nothing more than an administrative authority over your taxpayer life and your businesses. So, but the critical point Conley points out is that Congress has no original legal authority to legislate in these areas to begin with. Now, the U.S. Constitution does not give Congress the authority to regulate health care and have access to your personal health records, your financial records, or your employer. These are all a direct violation of your Third and Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. So the bill removes our protection against unreasonable search and seizures and the right to privacy. So keeping your private health care insurance is not going to save you, as it must be deemed acceptable by the Health Choices Administrator And who's that? Well, it's whoever Obama appoints. And if they don't think that your health care is up to snuff, well, then you're going to be taxed. So it is called a tax, he said, instead of a fine, so it avoids the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment. But according to Connolly, that's not going to fly, because there is nothing in the law that allows you to contest or appeal the imposition of a tax, which deprives you of property without due process of law. Therefore, the lawyer we call President has actually constructed a bill to take out 3 of the 10 original amendments to the Bill of Rights. So your rights have been nullified by Obamacare. How do you feel about that? Well, every member of Congress that voted for this bill needs to be held accountable for selling out the American people. End of story right there. Well, now you have some other rights. The Bill of Rights, in the Bill of Rights, the 9th Amendment provides in the Constitution certain rights that will not be denied or disparaged by anyone retained by the people. Okay, so Congress, the President, the administration, I don't care who it is, anyone we retain as the people in government cannot deny or disparage these rights. So the 10th Amendment states that power not delegated to the United States federal government by the Constitution, nor prohibited by the states or preserved to the states or to the people. So certain powers were not given to the federal government and remain with the states or us, the people. But under Obamacare, Obama legislates this power away from the states and the people, leaving us with no rights or powers which we once were ours to control. Are you mad yet? Well, let's talk about holding them accountable. Let's just go there. Obamacare is a dishonest, deceptive, and treasonous act against the founding of America and the American people. So, if you know what? If you Google treasonous traitor, yeah, just go there. You go to Google and you Google treasonous traitor. Guess what? Obama comes up with the likes of Benedict Arnold. I am not kidding. So for the Generation Xers out there who were not taught real history in the public schools, you know, during the American Revolution, Benedict Arnold, born in Norwich, Connecticut in 1741, conspired to hand over the fort at West Point to the British in exchange for lots of money and a high position in the British Army. Now, Benedict Arnold didn't own the 13 American colonies or West Point, but he sold them anyway to foreign people, foreign interests, for his personal gain and power. Obama doesn't own the states or the American people, but he sold them out anyway. Now, if you are already the President of the United States, what more power would you want? Think United Nations. You know, when Obama was reelected, the UN, they celebrated with a global gun ban law. Now, is it possible they're keeping the seat warm at the UN for Obama? 30 cents of every U.S. dollar Obama borrows, and then he wastes the money driving up our debt. Hey, fiscal cliff means one world bank. Now, has Obama sold us out for the UN seat and global dominion? It's a question. But according to Connolly, Article 6 of our Constitution requires all members of Congress, House, Senate, whatever, to, quote, be bound by their oath to support the Constitution, end of quote. So Obamacare is a very grave threat to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the American people, and so we have to defend our rights, our land, our freedom from treason and tyranny. So, you know what? If you're apathetic, if you're lazy, you just don't care, well, then just don't do anything. So, how do you hold them accountable? Well, there's a question. Now, I don't advocate violence. I don't. But what can every American do to get the attention of those elected officials, those treasonous officials in Washington, D.C.? without bearing arms. What could you possibly do? Think hard. Well, letters and emails and calls are great, but we're talking about treasonous people here. They're not going to care. What does Obama's government need to function, folks? Think real hard. It happens every April, without an extension, of course. If 314,750,000 Americans did what the White House administration and illegal aliens do, you know, not file, what could the government do about it when they have no money to run their office? Well, let me just look at this from another angle, shall we? I call this mischief by law, because that's what it is. Now, if you want to know what the Supreme Authority says about... I'm not talking about the Supreme Court. No, I'm not. What does the Supreme Authority say about laws to devise tyranny? Well, you can read about it in the Bible, Romans chapter 13. You know, God hates mischief by law. That's what he calls it. He also calls it works of darkness. So there is no higher power than God. And the earth and everything in it belongs to God. You can read about that in Psalms 94 and Psalms 24. But in Romans 13, God lays it out. He says the rulers are to uphold the ordinances of God. So when they do that, they actually become ministers of God. Did you know that? That's what God considers them. And if they don't, they're going to receive damnation. I didn't say that. God did. You can read it in Romans 13. So God goes on to say that rulers should not be a terror to good works. Yeah. So rulers should not be a terror to good works, but they should be a terror to evil, he says. So in other words, our rulers should fight against tyranny, not foster tyranny. So God also gives the good rulers permission to wield a sword to execute wrath on those that do evil. In other words, kill them. You know, what else are you going to do with a sword? So when the ruler fails to execute wrath against evil, when they fail in their duty, becomes a traitor against the people, you know what God said? Well, now my job to set things right falls to the shepherds of God's church. That's what he says. And what do you do when the shepherds fail? Well, let me read you this quote by Reverend Charles Finney. He says this: if there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discernment, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church loses godly character and becomes worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. And if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our government are ready to fall, the pulpit is responsible for it. End of quote. Yeah, you're at the end of the line when the shepherds fail. So the falling away of the church is the ultimate travesty. So who is coming to your aid then? Well, we are instructed by God to run to the aid of our brethren, because God says that sooner or later you're going to be asking for mercy, and therefore you must have mercy towards your neighbor. You know, after Storm Sandy, the folks in New York, hey, they're pulling together in their communities to save themselves and one another. They're not waiting for the government to come to their aid. Photo ops with politicians aren't going to put a roof over your head, clothes on your back, and food on the table. They know that. And here's something real interesting. A friend of mine from Tennessee told me this past weekend that after Storm Sandy, nobody is laughing at the preppers anymore. You know, those folks that have been preparing for years for the collapse of the infrastructure, you know, for shortage of food and water and power and so forth. Yeah, nobody's laughing at those folks. So Sandy should be a huge wake-up call for everybody, to all who have been hesitating to prepare. So we have a duty to our God, our loved ones, and ourselves to stand for righteousness and fight tyranny. And God states that disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God, and God prefers obedience over sacrifice. You can read that in Hosea 54 and 1 Samuel 15. That's right, folks. The Word of God has power. And God's hand, well, God stands. He stands. He stands in the gap. He's got you. He's got your back. You're faithful and true. He knows who you are. And he comes after his sheep. He's the shepherd that's not going to fall away. Now, the Bible tells us to mind the time. It grows short, so it's already harder to get supplies because, you know, the cost and availability of things. Don't wait until it's impossible to get supplies that you need to survive an emergency. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you can take advantage of their fantastic deal. You can supersize your cold flu pandemic kit at no additional charge. It's an $85 value, and that deal is now through the 16th. So you got until Friday. And also, you will get 8 powerful herbal formulas in that kit to assist your body to resist and defeat drug-resistant pathogens. Also, check out their cold and flu package with 7 herb formulas that you can select from either their standard or their deluxe kit. So you have a choice there. And so don't let these important offers pass you by. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number, 866-229-3663. Or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Now, it's 866-229-3663. That's their 24/7 number. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277 for the international line, or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, because it's going to be up to you at some point. The government's not coming. It's not. We know this. You know this. The back of your mind, you know this. It's scary, I know. But God gives you a way of escape. Take it. Goodness, take it. Oh, well, I'm almost out of time. I know we got special guests waiting in the wings, and I can't wait to talk with them and see what they have to say. And I know you can't wait either. Ty Bollinger and Dr. Michael Farley are going to be chatting it up with us on their new release, their book, Work With Your Doctor to Diagnose and Cure 27 Ailments. Fantastic book. Great stuff. Natural, safe methods in there to help you solve a lot of these health problems. So we got to take a break, and we're going to talk with them on the other side, so don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Help, I need somebody. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
And we're back. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and you're listening to Herb Talk Live, and we have special guests. But before I introduce our special guest to you, I want to remind folks that for all your gold and silver needs, to contact the folks at DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. You can click on their link at our links area, or you could give them a call toll-free at 800-375-4188. Ask for Melanie Cedarstrom. She's awesome. She'll help you get your backup currency all taken care of at 800-375-4188. Don't forget to tell her I sent you. Okay, getting to our special guest, I have in my hot little hands a fabulous book you're all going to be wanting. You're going to be so jealous that I have one. You're going to want one in your healthcare library at your home, because sooner or later you're going to crack that open to save somebody, including yourself. And I have the authors with us. We have a Dr. Michael Farley. He's a natural MD. And, of course, Ty Bollinger is with us. He's been with us before, author of Cancer Step Outside the Box. I'm going to introduce Dr. Michael Farley first. He's a naturopathic medical doctor, and Dr. Farley attended George Mason University and George Washington University, where he obtained his Bachelor of Science in Zoology and did his postgraduate work focused on forensic pathology. And he eventually studied advanced Oriental medicine, and for almost a decade worked in the 1980s, was a forensic pathology and physiology consultant for the U.S. Department of Justice. Currently, he lectures and teaches internationally on integrative medicine, along with researching and developing specific protocols for treatments like cancer, AIDS, chronic pain, and neurological disorders. Welcome to the show, Dr. Farley.
And oh, thank you very much.
Yes, and we have Ty Bollinger with us. Of course, Ty is a husband, father, CPA, health freedom advocate, and talk radio show host and best-selling author. After losing several members of his family to cancer, he began a quest to learn all he possibly could about alternative cancer treatments and the medical industry. And guess what he uncovered? What he uncovered was pretty shocking. Now, after almost a decade of cancer research, he published the Cancer Step Outside the Box book in its fifth edition. Congratulations, Ty. And he's also, if you want to visit his website, cancertruth.net, lots of great stuff, Cancer Truth Chronicles. And he's also a author for our American Survival Newsletter, which is free at the powerofs.com website. Welcome to the show, Ty.
Thanks, Wendy. Thanks for having me on again today. Appreciate it.
Oh, I'm in such a pretty spot. I have two great guys with me. And I appreciate the book. The book is great. Let me tell the folks, the book is Work With Your Doctor to Diagnose and Cure 27 Ailments with Natural and Safe Methods. And you gave me a sneak peek of it, and it was awesome. And I love the hard copy. Thank you, Ty, and thank you, Dr. Farley. But let me ask you both, you know, why write this book? And why did you choose these 27 ailments that you have in this book?
Let me start with that, because I'll let you give Dr. Farley the tough ones. I'll take the easy ones.
Okay.
Dr. Farley and I wrote another book together about a year ago, A Guide to Understanding Herbal Medicine, and we did an interview on Coast to Coast about a year ago, and got such a huge response, thousands and thousands of emails about the book and questions from people asking, you know, how do I treat this disease? How do I treat diabetes? How do I treat lupus? How do I treat Alzheimer's and so on? So as we researched, and Dr. Farley did most of the research after that, getting answers for these people, we realized that we had another book in the making. And so that was kind of the inception of this book, Work With Your Doctor, to Diagnose and Cure 27 Ailments with Natural and Safe Methods. It was just a kind of a natural progression from the questions that we were answering to all these listeners. And so that was kind of how the book started.
Well, that's awesome. You know, and it's a great book. It's quite an extensive book. And you've got it broken out into segments. Just to give the readers a little heads up, you know, you talk about, you know, the history and some of the basics of some of your natural stuff, and then you have treatments. You talk about some treatments for these 27 diseases, which we're going to touch on a few of them in the time we have. Also, you also have a summation. So you pretty much address the topic. Let's say it's diabetes, for instance, and then you talk about the conventional treatments. You compare that to the natural stuff, which I love that part. It really does shine a light on your options, and I think that's important for people that they have options. They need to know that.
I agree. One of the biggest problems that people have when they go to their physicians, there's actually a physician section in the book, as you know. And one of the biggest problems that people have when they go to the doctor, they say, well, doctor, I've been told that this herb or that herb or this supplement or that supplement will help with the disease. Well, the doctor doesn't know anything about it. We're not trained about that in medical school. And so there's no confidence in the doctor to say yes or no. They normally, if they don't know, will say no, it may cause harm. This gives the doctors the actual peer-reviewed studies from everywhere, from Oxford to Yale to Johns Hopkins University on these supplements and herbal products. product so they can see that they're functional and they do work for these diseases.
Well, absolutely. And Dr. Farley and Ty, you know, I was listening to a news broadcast. They're talking about that I guess compound factory that, you know, made that injectable drug steroid for people with pain that, you know, has caused, I think, 32 deaths and, you know, was a contaminated substance. And it just highlights a little bit of what you have here on page 32 in your book, where doctor or scientist and researcher James Duke, PhD, describes some of the statistics on death, and he compares them, you know, death by, I guess, conventional, you know, modern healthcare, and some of the natural stuff. And I just want to let your readers know that you've listed a few, like herbs, death by herbs, one in a million. You know?
Yeah. I don't know anybody. A little bit high, but that's close.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that died from an herb. But then you have, you know, supplements, a one in a million, of course, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and acetaminophen. One in 10,000 people die from that. And then hospital surgery, one in 10,000. Improper use of prescription drugs, one in 2,000. It drops to 2,000. And, of course, it goes on down the list. Of course, you know, bypass surgery, you know, I call it the zipper, you know, because they have to go in and replace those arteries after a while. That's one in 20 people die from that. So I thank you for that comparison. That's awesome.
Yeah, we thought that would be kind of an interesting tidbit to put in the book. Yeah, one of the things that's interesting we also include in the book, Wendy, is as you know, is there's a pretty detailed description about iatrogenic deaths. Iatrogenic being defined as induced in the patient by a physician's activity. And it's interesting that, depending upon who you read, the latest report that I've read is called Death by Medicine by Gary Null and Carolyn Dean and some other doctors. They list the deaths at 783,000 deaths per year as a result of physicians, whether it be drug side effects or medical error or infections or surgery. 780,000 people die each year because of that. That's higher than cancer and heart disease.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Well, now I know in the book, Ty and Dr. Farley, I'm not sure who wants to take this example, you distinguish between an herb and a drug, and you give the example of the herb ephedra. Can you tell us about this? Explain that to the people out there. You know, what's the difference between an herb and a drug?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Take that one, brother.
Dr. Farley, go ahead and take that one.
Well, ephedra is an herb, as you know. You're an herbalist.
Yeah.
And it's been found to be safe for literally thousands of years. And it's been used effectively to treat everything from asthma to, you know, fatigue. excuse me, but in its natural form, it's very, very safe. What the pharmaceutical companies did was they took the molecule, copied it, and were able to patent it by changing a few atoms. And when they do that, they add side effects. But the pharmaceutical companies are able to patent it that way. As soon as you alter a natural phytochemical, whatever the chemical may be, you add side effects to it. But it makes it patentable, which means they can sell it. In the United States, they actually banned ephedra, the natural safe form, and allowed ephedrine to continue to be sold. So the biggest difference is, the herbs have virtually, well, I won't say they have no side effects. That would be medically incorrect. But the side effects are synergistic for the function of the herb. In other words, they help the herb to work better.
Well, because as you know, they have buffer alkaloids in the plant to help the stronger ones work properly. Yeah.
Actually, absolutely correct. I love talking to an herbalist. and when you're talking about drugs, they're talking about taking one molecule out of that whole herb and trying to produce the function of that herb, and it never works. And the side effects sometimes can be deadly.
Absolutely.
It's Is that a fair explanation?
That is excellent. Thank you so much. Well, my next question I'm going to throw over to Ty, and then the next one I'll come back to Dr. Farley. We'll alleviate a little confusion there. In your book, you talk a little bit, Ty, about the history of the American Medical Association taking over, and you know, you pretty much state, you know, the AMA, the healthcare industry that we have, modern scientific medications and treatments are built to treat symptoms of disease. And you distinguish or acknowledge, in your book, you talk about modern medicine. It has its place. It does. So explain to the readers, you know, you're not totally biased against medicine, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, it definitely has its place. And then the purpose of the book really is to encourage patients to work with their doctors, because most patients don't know enough to where they can treat themselves effectively for most diseases. You really do need a good doctor, but you need a doctor that's willing to think outside the box and to look at alternative-type treatments, even though I hate that term, alternative, but they should be able to look at natural-type treatments with an open mind, especially if they have the peer-reviewed research, which Dr. Farley already mentioned, right in front of them. So the whole purpose is to get doctors to work with their patients and to form what we call the medical dream team. That's why we picked that URL for the website, medicaldreamteam.com, for the book, because if you can form a team with your doctor, it is the dream team. It's the best team that you're going to find if you are working together with your doctor and you're both looking at the same, you're both on the same page as far as these treatments are concerned. So, no, not at all against doctors at all, but we want them to be able to think outside the box and look at these things naturally. I've often mentioned that there's definitely a place for conventional medicine, especially when you get to like trauma medicine. I've often used the example, if somebody came in and shot me with a shotgun, I wouldn't go run to the aloe vera plant. I would go to the hospitals, the ER, and one of those trauma surgeons would most likely be able to save my life. Or if I had a limb cut off in an accident, I wouldn't go run for the cayenne pepper, even though that might stop the bleeding. It wouldn't reattach the limb. I'd go to a trauma surgeon.
Absolutely. So basically what I've been saying sounds like what you're saying. You know, modern medicine has its place. It's great for emergency triage, but for preventative health issues, probably not so great.
They don't even know what preventative is. They don't address prevention. It's just treating symptoms but not preventing at all. So, yeah, we want people to be able to prevent disease and to treat it naturally. So that's the whole purpose of the book.
Okay, well, this question I'm going to go over to Dr. Michael Farley with. In this book, this great book, I encourage people to get this book because it's just packed full of great stuff. You mentioned the U.S. ranked globally, healthcare-wise, globally, we're like 37th, right? Okay, so here's my question for you, Dr. Farley. My question is, when Obamacare is in full swing, you know, H.R. 3200, when that kicks in, what do you suppose the rank will be for America in healthcare?
The 37th is kind of misleading because that was done in the many, many years ago, and the United States didn't allow itself to be ranked after that. Right now we're ranked 41st in infant mortality, which is probably the best indicator of the medical abilities, and 51st in longevity. With Obamacare, I think you can take that 51st and probably go to 75th, 80th.
Whoa.
It really does a great disservice to the elderly in this country. And it also is going to take away the ability of an awful lot of physicians to actually think for themselves. It's going to be run by a board. So we're going to go from 41st in infant mortality to probably 50th or 60th. I mean, and 51st to 75 or 80th.
Oh.
Where it's going to harm us badly.
Yeah, so people from foreign countries that normally come to America for the state-of-the-art treatment probably aren't going to be coming.
No.
All the better for people to empower themselves to prevent these things in the first place.
That's absolutely true. People have to start taking control of their own medical care. in 17 countries that are equal financially. Well, we're not actually. Canada's better off than us. But in 17 countries, the United States is ranked 17th in medical ability. Canada is ranked 6th. The big difference in the United States and Canada is Canada is now really pushing naturopathic medicine. And it varies from province to province, but in the western provinces, you'll find naturopaths that are actually doing IV therapy. If you go to Ontario and Toronto, they're not allowed to do that, but they're actually working with the naturopaths. And my thing is not alternative medicine. I believe the best term to use is comprehensive medicine, and that means you use the best of both.
Right. Well, in the time we have left, I want to jump into some of these ailments that you've listed. Cholesterol is a big issue for lots of people. And Ty, I want to ask you, you list some myths to the cholesterol problem. So can you share with the listeners some of those myths?
Yeah, well, one of the myths is that high cholesterol is bad. That's probably the biggest myth. And the relationship of cholesterol to heart disease, because that's just not high cholesterol is actually a symptom, but it's not actually the cause of heart disease. We've discussed this several times before, Dr. Farley and I. Actually, the cause of the heart disease is the lesions that are created by insulin in the endothelium. Then the cholesterol comes in kind of as a protective mechanism to plug up these lesions that are caused by insulin. So the real culprit in heart disease is sugar, and but cholesterol gets the blame. As a matter of fact, most of the regions of the world where people live the longest, they have the highest cholesterol. So that's the biggest myth. Another myth, I guess, on the flip side of that coin is that lowering your cholesterol will lengthen your life. That's actually not true either. And another big myth about cholesterol is that all scientists support the fact or the assertion that cholesterol causes heart disease. The fact of the matter is there's numerous doctors that we know, one is on the phone with you right now, Dr. Farley, that would completely disagree with that assertion. So those are some of the cholesterol myths. Another myth is that statin drugs are essential to control cholesterol. We look at the history of statin drugs and all the people that have died as a result of statins. We would much prefer to have people eat high fat diets full of good fat foods. Whereas a lot of times people do have a hard time distinguishing between good and bad fats, and so that's kind of associated with cholesterol.
Well, I usually encourage people to try that Mediterranean diet because the folks of the Mediterranean have very little heart disease, diabetes, and cancers, the omega-3 fatty acids they get.
Yeah, they eat very high-fat diets.
Their cholesterol levels are usually over 200.
Well, yeah, and in the book you mentioned that most doctors advocate, you know, cholesterol under 200. I think you listed between 160 and 195. What do you suppose our cholesterol should be?
If you talk to geriatric physicians that work with the elderly a lot in nursing homes and such, you'll find that the people who live the longest actually have cholesterol 225 or above. But it has a lot more to do with the body. It increased low cholesterol levels increase the risk of cancer. So high cholesterol levels are directly related to a healthy immune system. They're an essential component of cell membranes. They prevent a lot of cerebrovascular diseases. They reduce aggressiveness. It's necessary for the healthy function of the brain. It reduces and prevents depression, counteracts stress. So if you take all of that into consideration, lowering your cholesterol may not be the smartest thing to do. It may be much better just to decrease your sugar intake.
Well, that's why folks on the statin drugs say that they lose their memory, their cognitive function. So, but we're running out of time, and I wanted to hit one other thing, and I'm going to ask Dr. Farley this question, because during our Quack Report segment of the show, I was reporting that they've come out with a new smart asthma inhaler, and in your book you cover asthma, and the new smart asthma inhaler is going to work with a Bluetooth GPS system, Dr. Farley, to report to healthcare providers when their patient's having an asthma attack, where they're having it, and to, you know, get a better map and pattern and behavior of asthma. That's what they're selling, this asthma polis gadget thing. But in your book, you mention asthma, and you know, a lot of folks can use some natural things and diet to control their asthma instead of going through those steroid inhalers. Tell the folks what natural things they might try.
Aloe vera is really good for asthma, as well as passion fruit peel, astragalus, ginger, boswellia. Mullein's been used by Native Americans, as well as skullcap, for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they've all been found to be effective at reducing bronchial spasm, which is a cause of asthma. So probably the worst thing you can do are the corticosteroid inhalers.
Right.
Because if you listen to the followers of the commercials of these wonderful new asthma drugs, you'll find out that one of the side effects is death, and the other is increased lung infections and general infections. asthma's been a problem that's been increasing with the use of GMO foods, et cetera, as well as pollution. And we're finding it probably about 300% higher than when I started practicing medicine now. And the easiest ones and most familiar ones for the people would be astragalus, ginger, and mullein.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I mean, I like lobelia because it dilates the bronchial, helps open up that, relaxes that chest cavity muscle. They can breathe easier, but, you know, all those other herbs are excellent as well. We only got about a minute left, and for my last question, I really wanted to touch on diabetes and gout. The holidays are coming, and people have their gout flare-up, but we're just don't have enough time. But I did want to ask you, Dr. Farley, about the flu vaccines because we're in the flu season. And I know you had an instructor give you some advice regarding the flu once. And do you think the flu vaccines actually give people the flu?
I think it destroys the immune system and makes them much more susceptible to the flu.
Okay. And do you think do you think these vaccines are contaminated?
Without question, as you stated in your show earlier, look what happened with that one laboratory.
Right.
Think of 1,000 laboratories producing it.
Well, we're almost out of time.
Real quick on the flu vaccine, there was a study that was done by the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews in 2006. They reviewed 51 studies on the flu. 260,000 children found no evidence that it is more effective than a placebo.
Absolutely. And, of course, the book you want to go run out and get is Work With Your Doctor to Diagnose and Cure 27 Ailments with Natural and Safe Methods by Dr. Michael Farley and Ty Bollinger. And, of course, I'm sure it's available in bookstores and Amazon everywhere, right?
It's all over. Yeah, but if you want to get the book, best place is medicaldreamteam.com.
Awesome, medicaldreamteam.com. Thank you so much. You guys have been a delight to have on the show, and I look forward to talking with you again real soon.
Thanks, Wendy.
It's been
appreciate
a pleasure.
It.
Thank you very much.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, guys, you know, got to get that book, medicaldreamteam.com, and you can get that book at your bookstores as well. I have one. You cannot have mine. I guard it with me live. Can't have it. It's awesome. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. Get the book, Work With Your Doctor to Diagnose and Cure 27 Ailments with Natural and Safe Methods. Well, I got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you try any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.